talk about the time when you were training for ordination, the 3 years in Birmingham.
I started training for the diaconate in September of 91. This entailed a great deal of reading, a great deal of writing of essays, and I must admit I was out of the habit of writing essays. We had to go up to Maryvale in Birmingham, which is up in King's Standing, and it's a bit of a traipse. It was 108 miles door to door. The arrangement was that we went up every weekend and we had lectures and what have you. We did a great deal of discussion. The group of trainees, there were about 20 of them at the time, but there were only three in my year. We had lectures and we got given enormous reading lists. And one of the great problems was that the library at Maryvale was appalling, and you weren't allowed to take books out of it, and it wasn't open during meal times, and it wasn't open after 4 o'clock, and our lectures didn't finish till 5 o'clock. So the library was quite useless. Fortunately, I could use the public library here, and the librarians in the public library here were very helpful indeed in getting books, so I didn't have to do that amount of travel. I did sometimes have to go up to the library at St. Bennet's Hall in Oxford, where again they were very helpful, and sometimes I had to go to the library at Dowie Abbey, which is at Woolhampton, halfway between Reading and Newbury, and sometimes I had to go to the library at Downside, which is near Bath. But everybody was very helpful, and I got a great deal of support from all sorts and conditions of people. Anyway, I did the three-year training. When I was getting towards the end of the first year, something happened, and nobody's ever quite managed to discover exactly what happened, but my diabetes went very suddenly and very completely unstable.